Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
So now, Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal and party spokesperson on finance and public expenditure and reform. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Almost a 14 billion euro package. Most of the people listening, if not all, are better off as a result. How could you quibble with that?
Well, probably, you know, if there hasn't been probably in the history of the state of finance ministers that's been able to deliver a budget and a budget this big and with billions of surpluses yet still not deal with the major crises that the state faces. And I think every one of your listeners knows that housing and health are in a serious state of crisis. Yet the government, despite all the resources they had, no excuses this time, they decided not to provide any additional investment in terms of housing. They'd provided not to set any new additional targets, no getting to grips with the housing crisis, and for me, they've firmly thrown in the towel on the issue of housing, and it's unforgivable.
An overall
in my
capital
view,
provision for housing in 2024, as a result of this budget, of over 5 billion euros—it's a huge sum, Piers.
The capital budget is the same as last year, Cormac. And look, you know, we can slice and dice numbers all we want, but that's the reality. They know, and they're not suggesting otherwise. They have not increased the social housing target. So even though they've announced 14 billion euro, not one euro additional will go to provide an additional houses above their existing targets. And I say that at a time when we're in a serious crisis, when, you know, nearly 4,000 children will go to sleep tonight in emergency accommodation, where young people were looking at this budget for hope, hoping that, you know, there might be a turn of change of direction from this government, but that didn't come. Where house prices have gone up 60,000 euro on average since this government took office 3 years ago, where rents have gone up 5,000 euro on average over the last 3 years.
There's a renter's credit, there's mortgage interest relief, there's support to keep landlords in the market.
So let me deal with the renter's credit.
All of the issues you mentioned.
No, let me deal with the renter's credit, mm-hmm. because the renter's credit will go into the pockets of landlords. If you do not ban rent increases over the next period, that is exactly what will happen. Even in rent pressure zones, the renter's credit is less, the additional renter's credit is less than the price that rents are going up. And that's the reality. If you're outside,
50% increase on last year's.
If you're... This is going into the pockets of landlords. Pascal Donoghue said this last year. We've been arguing for support for renters for many, many years, and they argued against it because they said a rent credit would go into the pockets of landlords. The difference is that we would actually ban rent increase, so it would stay with tenants. The problem, if you look
and
at this
landlords
budget...
Landlords would exit the market. This is an old tune that we're playing here. If you did that, and they've looked at this, they say, the government, if you did that, more landlords, and that's what landlords have told this programme, would leave the market. They're trying to strike a balance here.
Let's just put this into context. This government came into office 3.5 years ago, and average rents have increased by 5,000 euro per annum since then. All of the indicators are going in the wrong direction, and therefore the government needs to change direction. I'm very confident after this budget that it is very clear that this government is not the government that will solve the housing crisis. They're the parties that created the housing crisis, and they have no policies and no solutions to end it.
They say they're on target to complete 29,000 housing units for this year.
It's not enough, Cormac. First of all, that is in relation to private sector involvement and public sector. So the targets they have for next year in terms of public sector homes, in terms of social affordable cost rental homes, are 13,700. We argued that you need to ramp that up to 21,000 homes. That's the type of ambition, the scale, the determinations that's mm-hmm. needed. This government is, again, out of ideas in relation to this. And what have they come forward with? They come forward with a tax credit for landlords. A tax credit where landlords get actually more out of this budget than tenants get, where we now have nurses paying more tax than a landlord pays, despite the fact that the officials in the tax strategy group told the Minister for Finance that tax is not the reason why some small landlords are selling up, and also made the point that there would be serious questions in terms of social equity if you tax the income of landlords less than you tax the likes of a nurse or the likes of a cleaner or the likes of a teacher.
And the government would say that nurses, for example, since you mentioned them, will benefit from the tax changes and will benefit from some of the energy credits and the cost of living measures as well.
So will landlords, mm-hmm. but there is no sweetheart deal for nurses. There's no sweetheart tax deal for cleaners. There's no sweetheart tax deal for teachers. And these are the people that we're finding.
I don't know what a sweetheart tax deal is, but there are changes to the USC and income tax, for example, and renter's credit and so on, and energy credits that nurses could get.
There's 160 million euro that has been provided to landlords. The vast, vast majority of them have no intention of ever leaving the rental market. And yet government have come forward with this.
Why have so many left then?
The reason they're leaving is very clear. And look at the RTP data, look at the tax strategy group papers. We have house prices that are never, haven't been as high. So, as I said, since this government took office, house prices have increased on average €20,000 per year, and people are cashing in. Accidental landlords are cashing in. Mm-hmm. And the tax strategy papers make it very clear that income and tax is not a driver in relation to this. Yet Fianna Fáil decide to come forward, and Fine Gael, with €160 million for landlords. And it's absolutely ridiculous because it won't work. Okay. And it's a squandering of public money.
Can I ask you about health? €22.5 billion is the allocation for health. And they say that they will deal with the overspend and that they will invest in more personnel and in more beds and so on. And we all know that health is in crisis. But isn't that as good a place to invest as any?
Well, look, I'll just say to your listeners, Cormac, let's cut through the spin. The Department of Public Expenditure released a tweet just as we were finishing our speeches in the budget, saying that they were going to fund 2,500 additional beds last year. When David Colnan corrected them and got confirmation from the department, they had to take that spin down. The reality of this year is this government have in all consciousness decided to make health worse next year than it is this year, because there is no real additional investment in health. We have a situation...
Hang on, you can't say that without evidence, because that's simply not true.
Well, first of all, let me. When I say there is no real additional investment in health, I make that very, very consciously. What the government have decided to do is they've decided to provide €100 million, which is going to be soaked up in relation to keeping things the way they are, because they haven't provided on the other end in terms of the standstill budget, the cost of keeping everything just the way they are. And look,
well, hang on a second here, Piers. We have to speak in reality and truth. The €22.5 billion. Euro for the health system includes over €800 million of an increase in core current funding.
And that, well, first of all, let's be clear and let's speak in truth, Cormac. And I know you're not suggesting that I'm not telling the truth here. Mm-hmm. That core current expenditure that you're talking about is what's called ELS. It means standing still money. And it is less than what was provided for last year, despite the fact that we have a €1.1 billion overrun this year. I mark my words, Cormac, we are going to see a disaster in health next year because the government have decided not to provide the additional support we needed.
Are you saying that's gobbled up by inflation? Is that your point?
It's absolutely gobbled up by inflation, and the department would have told you that. Sinn Féin provided, on top of the €808 million just to stand still, Sinn Féin provided another €500 million on top of that for standing still money because of inflation and because of the overruns. And on top of that, we provided an additional €1.3 billion in health because we know we need to build capacity. We need more beds in our health service. Like, this is the problem here. We have had never more money in the history of the state, yet the government have decided to put forward a budget that will still see our elderly and our young languishing in hospital trolleys, that will still see people with scoliosis.
They want to tackle the waiting lists and trolleys.
They're not doing it. They are not doing it.
They say they've allocated funding. And I know you disagree, but that's what they're saying in terms of the announcement of the budget today. We've spoken about health. We've spoken about homelessness and housing. Is there anything that's glaringly an omission from Sinn Féin's perspective?
I think some of the supports are like, particularly in disabilities, everybody apparently apart from the government understands the additional cost of disabilities. The support in this budget for those with disabilities simply didn't go far enough. We needed to see weekly payments up to €20, and I think that's a serious, serious problem. And there was also the child benefit. We've had Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in different times cut child benefit. Child benefit is less than it was now than it was in 2008. We have rising numbers and serious issues in terms of child poverty. We could have increased child benefit in this budget. The government decided not to. I think they are serious omissions as well. And some of them, the measures that they did introduce that we would welcome, for example, a €1,000 cut in student fees, they're temporary. What Sinn Féin are very clear is that €1,000 should be permanent. Mm-hmm. And our commitment is we'll get rid of third level fees within 3 years. So the difference between ourselves and government's approach in some of this year is making issues permanent. One of the biggest things, and I know it's going to annoy a lot of people, particularly who face rise in mortgage interest rates over the last year, is that tens of thousands of them are locked out of the scheme that the government announced. So despite the fact that they've seen interest rates rise by close to €2,000 over the last year, they still won't get a penny support because the government have put a threshold of your loan has to be over €80,000.
We're dependent, even though we're not getting as much as we thought from corporate tax receipts, we're dependent quite a lot really on corporation tax in this country. There are very little tax-raising measures in this budget. Is that a mistake in your opinion?
Look, we've shown in our budget how you would actually raise additional taxes in terms of wealth and incomes above €140,000. Our commitment is that for individuals that are listening to this programme and elsewhere, we will reduce taxes on individuals that earn below €100,000. But yes, there was extra scope to go on. For example, we argued that the banking levy should be €400 million. The government went with €200 million, a major U-turn for them because just 2 years ago they cut it in half. But again, Sinn Féin is leading on many of these issues and forcing government onto our territory. But there were areas where we could have increased taxes and where
like
we
what?
Then could have made those
apart
investments.
From the banking levy and taxing people earning over €100,000, what else?
Yeah, well, look, I've made the point in terms of gold-plated pensions. Those, you know, there's over €380 million that go to the top 3% of income earners in the state.
Including we shouldn't be public service workers.
No, well, let me be
Would
clear
you cut
because
that as well?
There's a lot of misinformation in relation to how our policy would impact in nurses and teachers, and it wouldn't impact in nurses and teachers
so
because
you'd exempt them.
We allow a pension pot of €1.5 million. So yeah, there are people working in the public sector. Your ministers would be affected. Yeah, TDs would be affected. Very high
paid
people.
There would have to be a pro rata decrease then in the public service, wouldn't there?
No, actually, our public service is actually a lot smaller than it needs to be.
That'll be challenging the courts, Piers.
The taxation of income, of course, it wouldn't be challenged in the courts.
If you target a certain cohort.
This would be across the board. The point I'm making is that the likes of your teacher or your nurse does not earn that level of money to have a pension pot in the first instance of €1.5 million. Sorry, just to explain that.
So sum up the budget then very briefly, one line in the end. What's your takeaway here?
I think it's a serious missed opportunity at a time of resources that they have decided not to to deal with the housing crisis or the health crisis. And I think this time next year, if we're back on the radio, the proof will be there that housing will be worse and that health system will be worse. And
we'll see then, as I say. Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. Míle buíochas leat, as of